This is KUT.
Austin.
Stop.
Almost 100 years ago, an oil well called the Santa Rita No. 1 hit crude in the desert of West Texas. It gave rise to an industry that continues to shape the state and the country. But on a trip out to West Texas earlier this year, KUT's Moz Bushel met a man who worries that history is being forgotten. What came next were even stranger revelations about a second Santa Rita and a talking oil rig that has fallen silent.
This ghostly sound is a pump jack. It's what gets oil from a well. And it's a sound James White has heard since childhood.
My dad worked for the same drilling company for 35 years.
As a boy in the 1950s, James tagged along with him on the oil rigs.
Dad would give me a 5-gallon bucket of rig soap, diesel and water, and a scrub brush and set me over to a little area and tell me to scrub this part until I come back to check on you, and just scrub it and scrub it.
It's how he developed a passion for rigs and pump jacks.
It's kind of like Carney loves to watch his Ferris wheel go around. It's angle iron, wiring, bearings. You become attached to that piece of equipment.
Now, imagine the perfect job for a guy like this, and I bet it can't beat the job he has. White is the facilities manager of the Permian Basin Petroleum Museum in Midland. He maintains a vast collection of old oil field stuff. It's where I met him earlier this year. He says it's like he gets paid to do his hobby.
Yeah, I get to look at what's historical and preserve it.
But that last part can be tricky. On the day I visited the museum, White was upset. He had just taken a tour group to look at the old Santa Rita No. 1 oil well about an hour outside of town. What he found shocked him. He showed me pictures of rotten wood and metal fallen to the ground.
For it to be in this condition, it was appalling to me.
So that day, he was meeting someone at the Office of University Lands, the state group that manages the land where the Santa Rita sits. He invited me along to the meeting, but before we get there, here's a little history of the Santa Rita No. 1.
Madness, people said, to drill for oil on the arid plains of West Texas.
This is from the 1985 documentary Wildcatter. It tells how the Santa Rita was named after the patron saint of the impossible because no one thought it would strike oil. Its success started a boom that enriched the state, especially Texas public universities that own millions of acres in the West Texas oil fields.
The University of Texas, owner of the land, was suddenly rich.
That brings us back to that meeting James White had scheduled with University Lands.
Hey, I'm Moz. I'm with KUT, and I was just interviewing him, and he just took me around here. Yeah.
Well, the guy we met was named Joe Peterson. He was nice enough to let me sit in while White pitched ways to fix the old rig. And Peterson agreed that something needed to be done.
Yeah, this is a bit of history that people are still interested in, and it needs to be maintained.
But there was disagreement over how. For one, White wanted to spend way more money than University Lands thought was reasonable. After all, its job is to fund education, not preserve dead oil wells. But there was another wrinkle. See, it turns out there are actually two Santa Rita number ones.
Okay, now I'm over 300 miles from Midland in Austin on UT campus, and I'm standing next to the Santa Rita No. 1 rig. How's that work? So in the 1940s, people decided this rig was so important, they moved it here to Austin. UT says they installed a second rig at the Santa Rita well James visited. Now, I remember this rig actually as a student here at UT, and I swear I remember it talking to you as you walked by. But I'm here now, and I have to say I'm a little disappointed. It's not talking. So, was I imagining things? No.
The story of the Santa Rita No. 1.
It turns out a few years ago, UT did renovate the Santa Rita rig on campus, but it never funded a new sound system. So I tracked down this old tape from a staffer who hopes someday it will play again from the rig to shock and delight people walking by.
The rig stands as a reminder of a great event in the history of the university. It serves also as a reminder of the fact that there may be yet greater things to come.
Just maybe not for the West Texas Santa Rita No. 1.
I've lost interest.
It'd been a couple months since I met James White, so I called him back to check in before this story aired. He says he still can't convince anybody to spend the money he thinks it will take to rehab the West Texas rig. It's even harder because the oil boom is going full throttle again. So contractors are able to take their pick of jobs and sometimes name their price.
And so that just puts the fire out. Nobody's going to do it for free.
But University Lands tells me it still wants to put